Blog Talk Radio. he's an opposer. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. On you, Lord.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight for Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. The songs that were played were You're Bigger by Jacqueline Carr and I Don't Mind Waiting by Prophetess Juanita Bynum. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you strengthen the speaker on tonight. Lord God, use her like never before, that your people may open up their ears and hear and get healed, delivered, and set free. Somebody will learn to trust you again. Somebody who has backslidden from you will come back to you on tonight. Lord God, I thank you for the mighty things that you're going to do. I do not take it for granted, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us yet another opportunity to come before your people. And now the next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. Pay close attention to this word. God bless. Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Thank the Lord. I would like to thank God tonight. I would like to thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I would like to thank and praise God for everyone that called in. I would like to thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy allowing me to come on and to bring forth God's word on tonight. Hope I can say something to bless you all. Hope that God will come and do some things in your life. I thank and praise God, because if it would not have been for God that's on my side, what would I do? I thank and praise God for teaching me and helping me to trust him no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the things that we go through with. We still need to learn how to trust God no matter what. Can we trust God when things seem like they're bigger than where we at? Can we learn to trust God when all odds is up against us? Can we learn to trust him no matter what? Yes, you can trust God by standing on his word. So as my sister already prayed, and I'm going to go on into it, and I'm going to pray afterwards, and after I get through praying afterwards, I will turn it back over to her. But I would like to thank and praise God, because the word of God is just so true. I tell God all the time to thank you for allowing me to learn how to trust you, even when the circumstance got to the point where I thought I couldn't make it. But God will allow me. He said that you can trust me no matter what. And that's why when he put the topic in my heart, can we trust him no matter what? Can we still trust him? Yes, you can still trust God no matter what is coming your way, no matter what the thing going on in your life. Some people say, well, Prophetess Pate, you don't know. I've been dealing with this issue, and I've been dealing with this situation. I've been dealing with that problem. Nothing is too hard for God, and I know. But from an example, and I know because I am a living testimony, I thank and praise God every day. And every time I look around, it's something. It be you got one problem coming after another problem, but I'm going to still yet trust him. That's what Job told. He's going to still yet trust him no matter what. And then I thank and praise God for allow me to be able to know and to be able to come on and tell you all how to trust God no matter how big it gets. You still can trust him no matter when the devil is putting things in your head and telling you that it's not going to be and it's not going to happen. He loved to play those mind games. The devil loved to play the mind game. But you know, I learned something in life. You don't have to accept nothing that the devil throw at you. You don't have to accept nothing that the devil can throw at you, because he can come at you in many ways. He can throw at you. He can come at you with your family member. He can come at you through your husband. He can come up through your children. The enemy have many ways of throwing things at you, but you got to still yet trust God in the midst of all that you go through. I remember reading the story about Job when the brothers came and they thought their brother, they got rid of their brother. They thought he was dead, but things didn't work out the way they thought it did. And so, and later on, when years, as years came by, they found out that their brother was still alive. And that's the way God does. The one that you try to put down, the one that you try to throw away, the one that you jealous of, and God always have that ram in the bush. They still went back, and he still treated them nice. He did not treat them cold. He could have, but he didn't do that. He still yet loved them, and that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to trust him no matter how bad the circumstance gets. He still wants us to trust him. He had 12 disciples, and every one of those disciples, he knew who was going to put him down. Jesus knew. He knew who was going to deny him. He knew it. God already knew. So don't you not know if the devil, if God knows who's going to be with him and who not, who do you think is going to be with you and who's not going to be with you? Always remember, Jesus is always on your side no matter what. You got to learn how to stand before God even when you don't even feel like it. Even when the flesh tell you sometimes to go out there and mess up, and you know you don't want to do it because you know that deep down in your heart that you love God so much, and it there well. If you don't go out there and do it, how this light bill gonna get paid? How this gas bill gonna be paid? You don't have to go out there and sell yourself cheap to no man that don't mean you no good. When you can trust God for whatever you need, God will let someone come by and bless you when you least expect it. You could be somewhere walking around and God touch that person's heart to bless you. Just wait on God and trust God. You don't have to go out there and do the things that God don't want you to do. His word tells us to trust him in everything. He said trust. The word tells us to trust him in all our way. In all his way, he wants to acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. He will direct your path no matter what. He said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. So that means whatever you're going through with, he wants you to trust him. He wants you to lean to him for everything. Why did you read in the word where he said he's a jealous God? If his word said it, then that's what it is. God don't want us to be around here worried about things that we don't even have control over. I always tell God in the morning when the girls get ready to go to school, and we all stand around and we pray, and we always close the scripture, and I love that scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. We trust in the Lord. That is our favorite scripture that we quote every morning. And I tell them, no matter what things go on at school, or no matter what things people may say about you, no matter how hard you may think the lesson get, you still got to stand on that scripture, stand on that word, and you got to trust God no matter what. Even in our bodies, we have to trust God. The doctor give us bad news. You don't have to. Who report you gonna believe? You don't have to believe the doctor report, the devil report. You believe God report. And the word of God said he already died for our healing. He already went to the cross for your stripe. By his stripe, you are already healed. His stripe is already healed. You healed already. For Psalm 103 said he'll heal us from all diseases. So that means every disease, whatever the disease got a name, God can heal it. It's nothing too big for him. I love to hear GK in the car and say, bigger, because God is bigger than every problem. He's bigger than every situation. He's bigger than every marriage problem you're going through with. That is so true. God is bigger than that. And he wants us to trust him and let him know that we know that he's bigger than that. Even when your child is acting up and going astray, you even got to trust God. No, I know it hurts. And I know sometimes you have to. Some people raise children alone, and they don't have nobody to help them raise them. We got single mothers, single fathers. But you still got to trust God. to help you to bring those kids up in the way they should go. And sometimes they may go astray, but God will bring them back, and then he will put them back on track. And I thank and praise God for showing me how to trust him. The way you trust God is to get in his word, read his word, ask God for strength, ask God to help you to go through these things, because God don't want us to sit down and worry. We bind, and when you go to worry, it brings depression, and then it brings oppression, and then you bring stress, and when you bring stress on yourself, then you got sickness coming. And next thing you know, you can't help that person, you can't help yourself, and you can't even go do what God called you to do, because you're stressed out with the things that he's telling us to trust him. We say we trust God, but do we really trust him? If we really trust him, then when these problems come upon us, what do we do? Do we stand up and we quote the word of God? I thank God for the word, that I can go to his word. Everything you need to know is in the word. Every problem you go through, God got a word for it. It's put a word on it. I was waking out of my sleep. The Holy Spirit told me, put a praise on it. So whatever you go through with, put a praise on it. And on your lip, and let God, ask God to help you to trust him. And I know for without a shadow of doubt, if you put a praise on it, and if you trust God in everything that you do, then God will honor that request. God will make things come to pass. I know he will. I'm a living witness. I battle with so many things. And I thank and praise God for helping me to trust him. And I know for a fact I've been going through things with some stuff through my children. I thank and praise God for that God is bringing them out and bringing them here. Even I have my 14-year-old daughter. She knows to trust God. And if you know she knows to trust God, then what do you think about our grown folks? Grown people, don't let a child out beat you. Trust in God. I can be up, she can be in there. I can be looking at a spiritual, a word, or looking at something spiritual, and she can be in there. I can walk out the room. She in there in front of the TV. She receiving whatever the man or the woman of God tell to her. God said your healing is on the way, and her healing is already on the way. God's already preparing her to be healed. And I thank and praise God for the task that she's getting ready to go up through, but it's already done. She's already healed. And she knows that, and she speaks it over her life. She speaks things. She's already healed. And I always say, Lord, thank you that I raised them up on the word. I raised them up in the word, told them how to speak things over their life. You don't have to be where nobody called you to be. That house that you believe in God for, God wants you to trust him. That bank account that you don't have no money in, he wants you to trust him, that the money will be there for that bill. God wants us to trust him for that child that's acting up and carrying out. God wants you to trust him, that alcohol that may be in your family, or you may have a loved one on drugs, or the marriage may be the husband left the wife, or the wife may left the husband. God wants you to trust him. See, sometimes we trust God. We trust him for stuff that we call on God for stuff that ain't even necessary. And God, he don't need our necessary. God wants us to trust him in everything that we do. Even some out there, they praying and saying, Lord, send me a husband. And Lord, I can't wait no 3. I need him right now. No. You trust God for whatever you want. Because guess what? The devil can go out there and he can fix them up, and he can fix them up and make them look like it's God, and it ain't God, ain't nowhere in it. And before you know anything, you got somebody you wish you had never got in contact with. So that's why I say you better wait on God and trust God for your mate. Trust God for your boy. I seen this act out in my family. I seen it with my own eyes. I got a sister right today. She was praying. She prayed. She said she prayed. And she been asking God for a husband. and she would stand up in church and she would thank God for her boy. She would thank God for her boy. But come to find out, the devil set that thing up so good, and he knew the word. The man knew the word. God knows he knew the word. He knew the word. He was. He said he was a pastor, and she fell for all of that because that's what she was looking for. But see, one thing she didn't do, she didn't consult God about it. She said she prayed, but see, really, she wasn't praying. It was her flesh praying because, see, that's what's going on with a lot of us now. It's our flesh. We say we're praying, but we really ain't praying to God. We really praying for our flesh, that our flesh and get the things that it want. But see, it ain't about your flesh when you want God to come in and do something. You got to trust God. And I mean you got to trust God in everything. I'll tell any single lady, I'll tell any single man, you trust God for your boy. You trust God for that woman, that man that you trust God. And if you trust God, he going to show you and tell you who that missing and who mystery is. Because right now, we choose all the wrong things. And we saying it's God, but we really not seeing it's God. We really seeing it's the flesh. Where Lord, the flesh. And then when you get in it, then you'll say, well, God, I thought this, no. You didn't really see God. You didn't really faith. You didn't really walk on it. You went into that thing, and God was nowhere in it. Sometimes we can pray, and we said we can pray, and we'll say we had a dream, and we'll say we had a vision, and we saw this, and we seen it, and then God could tell you, don't marry that person, or don't deal with that person. He needs to be cleaned up, and you still go ahead on and do it. And then you get mad at God because things don't work out, but that's because you didn't trust him. And that's the same way he wants to do in our finance. You may have a little in the bank, but you keep on trusting God, and you keep on asking God to help you. Lord, I need this, Lord God. God know you need that bill paid. God know you need finance to pay your bill. He know you need some finance to buy groceries. He know you need that finance to take care of that family. God know everything about it, but you know what? And I truly believe this here. God stand back and he sit and see if you're going to call on him, if you're going to ask him, if you're going to say, Lord, I trust you. I trust God. Lord, I trust you to take care of me. I trust you to eat, Lord, to feed me and my family. That start telling God that she want to do it. I know he will. Many times I didn't have, but I told God, Lord, I trust you to feed me and my family. Lord, I trust you to pay these bills, Lord God. Because sometimes the light bill gets, and I know, I said, Lord, I don't really believe that him. I think they overcharged. But you know what? God sent a financial blessing. I said, Lord, I trust you to pay the bill. I just throw it on the counter like it ain't nothing. I trust you to pay. Lord, I trust you to clean up. Trust God to clean your marriage up. We got to trust God, even in our body when we're sick. We got to trust God. Trust God to heal us, deliver. And you even trust God to bring us back to him, to save our family member. Bring them out of the streets. Lord, I trust you to save them. Lord, I trust you to give them a repentance heart, that they will come to you, that they will not sin against you. Lord, I trust you. And see, that's what we have to do. We got to stand firm on God's word. Because if his word said it, then it's going to happen. But you got to trust him in everything that you do. Trust God. Get on your knees and pray. Cry out. Worship him. Put a praise on it. Trust God. Trust God with that business that's not prospering. Ask God, Lord, I trust you with my business and prosper. Lord, I trust you with my Lord God, with my home, Lord. Lord, I trust you, God, with this vehicle. And I need to get to and from work, but it ain't adding up. Lord, I ask you to take the wheel, Lord. I trust you to let this vehicle get me to point A to point B. Lord, I need a new vehicle. Trust God. And God will bless you. You go to that car lot, and you see what you want, and you ain't got to pay now, no. Zero down. And they'll give you two months to pay it. for you to pay your first note, and God gonna bless you with the first, with the note. You got to trust him. I'm not just saying something. I don't act this. I don't seen this. I don't been through this. That's how I can tell you to trust God. Because when you ain't got but a little, he make that little become a whole lot when you place it in his hand. When you don't feel good, God will make you feel better. And you'll wonder, Lord, what to have someone come over you, the Holy Spirit will come over you and you heal. I thank and praise God for his healing. I'm believing God to come off medication, and God is doing it. I've changed my whole thing. Even you want to trust God about your weight, trust God to direct you how to lose weight. Trust God how to teach you how to eat. I used to just eat right. I trust God. Now I don't have what to eat, but when I do eat things, it's healthy for me. I'm working out. Not a big old one, but I just like to stay healthy. I don't want to be on medication. So if God said by his stripes we are healed and he already died for that, then we got to trust him, and you got to believe it by eating right, treating your body right, by giving the body what it needs. And you don't have to be on medication, but you got to trust God to do this. Trust God, somebody, believe in God, that they will, the sight will be restored in their eyes. I trust God that God will bring forth their sight like he did the blind man. Somebody want to trust God to come in their family life and save and bring totally deliver. Trust him. He can do it. He's saying all his, your ways acknowledge me. I thank God for it. I thank God that Job trusts God. He trusts him. Joseph trusts God. Even when his brother threw him down in the pit, even though they threw him down there, he trusts God. And what they meant it for his bad. And he even told him, God meant it for my good. So not everybody gonna mean for your good. A lot of them throw mean for your bad, but God meant for your good. So, and according to the word of God, he said he'll make your enemy bow down to you. He'll keep your enemy away from you. And God will pull you up. And I'm a living witness he will do it. But you got to trust him to do it. And I trust him every day of my life to do whatever he needs to do. I even trust him with my life. I trust God with his word. I thank and praise God for his word. And that's where I go to when I need God. I don't go to man. I don't look at my circumstance. I call on the word of God. I thank and praise God for his word, because that's what's going to help us. And that's what's going to keep us. And it'll shake you too. The word is a living. It's a living thing. It's living. The word will teach you how to live right when you're living wrong. When you want to go out there and mess up the word of God will tell you that ain't right. The word of God tells us in his word what to do and what not to do. The word of God is a map. You go to it, and it'll take you just where you need to go. And I thank and praise God for that word. It leads me just where I need to go. It got just where I need. And I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for trusting him. I lead to you all tonight to trust God in everything you do. No matter what, trust him. Because we living in a dead time now. If you don't trust him, you will. Because we don't know what this world is going to come up against. But God said he's going to take care of heels. I don't care what Donald Trump got in his head and his mind and his plan to do for the United States. He can't do no more than the Lord allowed him to do. I don't care what Hillary Clinton trying to get in the office to do. But all I know, she can't do no more than the Lord let her do. Because he holds the whole universe. He holds the whole world. He holds the nation. He holds it all in his hand. And if God said nothing, it ain't going to happen, it is not going to happen. But he said he's going to take care of his own. That's what the word of God says. So we better be on asking God every day of our life. If we ain't right, hey, Lord, help us to get it right. If we're not saved, ask the Lord to help us to get saved. If you a sinner, you better ask the Lord to get, you better get a repentance and go to say the repentance prayer and ask the Lord to save and deliver you and set you free. Because some of us ain't going to be able to stay. And according to the word of God, people are going to be taking their own life. It's already happening. Because they're going to be able to stand what's going to hit this earth. We're living in a time now when we better get our house in order. And the house ain't got to be no brick home or no wood home. That's your body. Go to the temple. Get yourself together. Get it together. How can you say you trust God and you're still living all the wrong ways? I can't tell y'all to trust God. I'm not out there messing up. I can't tell y'all to trust God, and I'm out there lying. I can, but you know what? That'll make me a false prophet. That'll make me a false prophet. I tell God every day of my life, Lord, I don't want to be out there like those hypocrites. I see a lot of people, they speak in God's word, but they ain't living a nickel with a quarter. I don't want to live like that. Because God said we're supposed to live walking away, our light supposed to shine before men, that God can see, they can see our good work, that they will make them want to be saved, that it will make them want to be delivered. You can walk in some churches, and you want to turn around and come right back out. Because that ain't committing not to God. God is not in the play. So we better trust God in everything we do. With our finance. With our life. In our marriage. With our children. Trust him. Give it to him. Even in your home. In our school. So much is going on in our school. Our children is seeing and watching everything. We better trust God to help us to raise them. Because if you don't, the devil going to raise them. Trust God in everything you do. I give God his glory and I give him praise for teaching me how, and when I was even young, when my girls were even young, God was teaching me to put the word in them. I drug them to church. And my husband didn't go, I went. And even if he was there, and he would go to sleep in church, and I was still there, and I was still paying attention to the word of God. Because he had to be delivered. But I told God every day, I trust you. I can't even trust man, God, but I trust you. I thank and praise God for learning me how to trust him. So as I get ready to pray, I'm going to pray a prayer that God will help you and help you all to trust him, give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Pick up your word and go in the word and read his word. Because if you trust God, God will come in and he will do it for you. And some of us, he come right out with some, he don't. And I think the one that he know can't deal with it, he'll come to him quicker because he already know him. But that one he know got, that he know can wait and have patience, he know. Some people come into him. He don't see about it, but he take a minute because just to see what you're going to do. God give us chances after chance every day we wake up to get ourselves together, to trust him. But we still do what we want to do. And then we'll say, we trust God. No, you don't. Because times some fly up, you hooping and you whining. And you, well, I don't know. I need your healing. I got to go out there and do something to try to provide. Well, then you ain't trusting God. You trusting man. You trying to do it yourself. And that's why God stepped back. He get on back. And he just let you just bump your head. And he just let you just fall on out. And he just let you just make a fool out yourself. And then when you see it ain't working out, then you ready to trust him. I'm so glad he just welcomed us on in. But we ain't like him. Because we wouldn't be studying. Oh, you can't come back here. No, I don't love you no more. No, I don't care for you. You're gone somewhere. You done hurt me too many times. And you done, and I, Lord knows I heard a fan. And Lord knows me, my child done been wearing it out. We've been wearing out. A young lady said that people, she tired of folks snaking her. I said, Lord, what the world? And she tired of people snaking her. So they have some of us here. We just let folks come in and just snake us. Just do us all kind of ways. But we say we trust God. So help, ask the Lord to help you. And as I get ready to pray, I'm going to pray that God will help you all to trust him, no matter what the circumstance is. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to touch my sister, touch my brother. Lord, touch me right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, whatever situation that they're dealing with, that they, Lord, can't find in their heart to trust you, Lord, give them strength. Give them a peace of mind, God, to trust you no matter what. For your word, tell us, Lord God, that trust in you, Lord God, with our heart. And lean not to our own understanding, but in all our way is say acknowledge you. And Lord, if we acknowledge you, you will direct us, which means you will lead us. You will show us the way, God. Lord, show them the way. Teach them your way. Teach them their way is not your way. Deliver them, Lord. Bring them out of their sins, Lord. Give them a repentant heart. Lord, help them not to go out there, God, and allow the enemy to take over their mind. We come against that, Lord God. We come and we decree and declare that they will line up with your word, God, that they will give you. Lord, help them to wait on their boys. Lord, show them, Lord God, for them, Lord God. Let them know, God, Lord God, that, Lord God, they Boaz is out there, but, Lord, you still want them to trust you. Lord, help them to trust you, God, no matter what. Even when they body, when they're not feeling good, Lord, help them to trust you. Even in spite of what the doctor said they got, Lord, still, Lord God, let them know to trust you. Lord, your word, who report what you believe? Lord, I trust you. Help us to trust you. Lord, my sister trusts you with a living fire. Lord, I trust you with faithful of the line. Lord, I trust you, God. And even now, God, somebody's being healed, Lord God, from the sickness, Lord. Somebody's being healed, Lord, being delivered, set free from, Lord God, learning how to trust you, God. You're moving that doubtful spirit away, God. You're moving fear from them, God. You're moving them things that cause them to sin against you. In the name of Jesus, help them to trust you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for living fire on tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Keep blessing it. Keep blessing it. And I pray a blessing over my sisters and my brothers, that you will bless them 30, 60, and 100-fold. And we don't even deserve, but Lord, you yet blessed us. And I thank you. Thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you. Teach us how to trust you. Teach us how to, Lord, look up to you no matter what. Teach us, God, how to stand, Lord, up against the things that come up against us. Help us, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And God bless all of you all on Philippians Fire. Until next time, I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. And you all have a blessed night. Trust God.
thank you, Prophetess Pate. That was a powerful word. I pray that each of you received. If there's somebody listening to the sound of my voice and you're not saved, as my sister said, you need to get yourself together. Now is your opportunity. Pull your mind in, pull your heart in, and get sincere with the Lord just for a few minutes. Get sincere with him. Repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner in need of Jesus. Help me to turn my life around. I want to live according to your word. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and that he rose again so that I could live again, so that I could live better. Thank you, Lord, for coming in on tonight. Thank you, Lord, that I will do better. I will be better. And not only that, but people will see a change in me. And it will be all for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you receive that prayer, I would like for you to go to prolificfireministry.com. That's prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fireministry.com. And click on the Salvation Information tab to find out more about your newfound salvation. Welcome to the family. Also, if you enjoy the ministry of my sister, Prophetess Pate, I want each of you to join her Friday, which is September the 23rd. Join us September the 23rd, Friday night, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. That's 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. You can join her by calling 712-451-0011. That's 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. 474723. Powerful prayer will be going forth, so be sure to join her for that. I will be joining, so make sure you join as well. Also, if there's anybody listening and you need prayer or private consultation throughout the week, it's free. You can contact me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or by emailing prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @prolificfire. On Instagram @ProphetessStacy, on Periscope @ProlificFire, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. There's something special going forward through that Facebook page, the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. It's called 5 Minutes of Focus, getting you ready for Monday morning. If you want to be a part of those live video posts, then you have to like that page. Also, join me next Monday, when the word will be, have you heard? When what you heard was what you needed to hear, inner peace comes, emotions get healed, your physical body gets healed. So have you heard? That's next Monday, same time, same place. God bless you all, and thank you once again for joining. This has been Prolific Fire. Until next time, God bless you.